بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة الأنعام. أنعام means the grazing livestock. This surah was revealed in Mecca. All the ayat except for 91-93 and 151-153 were all revealed together. Ibn Abbas said, all of Surah Al-An'am was revealed in Mecca at night, accompanied by 70,000 angels raising their voices in glorification of Allah. The style of address changes drastically. The power to take care of the Baytullah is given to the Muslims. The first group of surahs before Surah Al-An'am were addressed to the people of the book. In this surah and the next one, Surah Al-A'raf, the main address is to the Quraysh, the Kuffar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. All praise is due to Allah, who created the heavens and the earth and made the darkness and the light. Then those who disbelieve equate others with their Lord. This theme has the contrast between light and darkness, between truth and falsehood, and it comes up repeatedly. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن طِينٍ. It is He who created you from clay and then decreed a term, meaning a lifespan, and a specified time known to Him. Yet you are in dispute. And He is Allah, the only deity in the heavens and the earth. He knows your secret and what you make public, and He knows that which you earn. And no sign comes to them from the signs of their Lord, except that they turn away therefrom. For they had denied the truth when it came to them, but there is going to reach them the news of what they used to ridicule. What would they ridicule? Remember when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first started preaching, he said just a few things to them, the main concepts of Islam. One was that we will be resurrected, we will be brought back to life after that death, that there is one God and not multiple gods, and also that we will have to stand up and answer for our choices. The kuffar would ridicule this idea. So Allah says that the Quraysh will see the truth soon. In the next ayah, Allah says, have they not seen how many generations we destroyed before them, which we had established upon the earth, as we have not established you? Meaning they were more powerful than the Quraysh. And we sent rain from the sky upon them in showers, and made rivers flow beneath them. Then we destroyed them for their sins, and brought forth after them a generation of others. There were remnants of these past nations all around the Quraysh, in that peninsula. And Allah is reminding them to look at them as a lesson. وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ. Allah says, and even if we had sent down to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a written scripture on a page, and they touched it with their hands, the disbelievers would say, this is not but obvious magic. And they say, why was there not sent down to him an angel, meaning in support of his prophethood? But if we had sent down an angel, the matter would have been decided, meaning they would have been destroyed immediately with no chance for repentance. So Allah says, but if we had sent down an angel, the matter would have been decided, then they would not be reprieved. And if we had made him, that is the messenger, an angel, we would have made him appear as a man, and we would have covered them with that in which they are covering themselves. They are covering themselves in what? Confusion and doubt. Because an angel cannot be followed. An angel cannot be emulated. And human beings would need a man as a role model. Allah says, and already were messengers ridiculed before you, but those who mocked them were enveloped by that which they used to ridicule. Say, travel through the land, then observe how was the end of the deniers. Say, to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and earth? Say, to Allah. He has decreed upon himself mercy. كتب على نفسه الرحمة. Even though everything belongs to him, Allah has ordained for himself mercy. He has chosen that he will be merciful to his creation. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He will surely assemble you for the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt. Those who will lose themselves that day do not believe. And to him belongs that which reposes by night and by day. And he is the hearing, the knowing. Say, is it other than Allah I should take as a protector, creator of the heavens and earth, while it is he who feeds and is not fed? The idols that the kuffar worshipped, they were given food. They were donated food. So Allah says, he is the one who feeds and is not fed. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed I have been commanded to be the first among you who submit to Allah, and was commanded, do not ever be of the polytheists. Say, I indeed fear, if I should disobey my Lord, the punishment of a tremendous day. He from whom it is averted, meaning the punishment, that day Allah has granted him mercy, and that is the clear attainment. And if Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except him. And if he touches you with good, then he is over all things competent. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared a very important concept with a young Abdullah ibn Abbas, who said, one day I was behind the Prophet riding, and he said to me, young man, I shall teach you some words of advice. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, and you will find him in front of you. If you ask, ask of Allah. If you seek help of Allah. Know that if a nation were to gather together to benefit you with anything, it would benefit you only with something that Allah had already prescribed for you. And that if they gathered together to harm you with anything, they would harm you only with something Allah had already prescribed for you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. Which means that this concept, this basic doctrine, this basic law will never change. It is recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this dua, Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minka al-jadd. O Allah, there is none who can avert what you grant, or give what you deprive, and no fortune ever helps the fortunate against you. Why is this concept so important? Because a person practices shirk for profit or safety from loss. If we think everything is from Allah, then shirk can never take place. Why do people visit graves of pious people? Historically, the kuffar used to visit the graves to ask for those who were dead inside the graves, to worship the graves. So in the beginning, when Islam came, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade Muslims from visiting the graves. But after some time, when they had understood Islam some more, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed them to go, saying that you should go in order to gain a lesson and to remember death. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. He is the subjugator over his servants. Al-Qahir, Al-Qahhar, the controller, one who has everything in his grip, everything in his hold. Meaning to him, to Allah, the necks are subservient, the tyrants are humble before him, and he has complete control over all things. The creatures have all bowed to Allah and are humbled before his grace, honor, pride, greatness, highness, and ability over all things. The creatures are insignificant before him, for they are all under his irresistible decision and power, as are we. and he is a subjugator over his servants, and he is the wise, the acquainted with all. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. Say, what thing is greatest in testimony? Say, Allah is witness between me and you, and this Qur'an was revealed to me, that I may warn you thereby, and whomever it reaches, meaning at every time and every place until the Day of Judgment. Do you truly testify that with Allah there are other deities? Say, I will not testify with you. Say, indeed, He is but one God, and indeed I am free of what you associate with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Islam since the very beginning of time, for one reason alone, to remove all kinds of polytheism and shirk, and to establish tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then says, those to whom we have given the scripture recognize it as they recognize their own sons. Those who will lose themselves in the hereafter do not believe. And who is more unjust than one who invents about Allah a lie or denies his verses? Indeed, the wrongdoers will not succeed. And mention, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day we will gather them all together. Then we will say to those who associated others with Allah, where are your so-called partners that you used to claim with Him? Then there will be no excuse upon examination, except they will say, by Allah, our Lord, we were not those who associated. See how they will lie about themselves, and lost from them will be what they used to invent. And among them are those who listen to you, meaning when you recite the Quran. But we have placed over their hearts coverings, lest they understand it, and in their ears, deafness. And if they should see every sign, they will not believe in it. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed their hearts. He has covered their hearts. And note that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their hearts are the ones that prevent them from understanding. Meaning our hearts have the ability to perceive and understand the truth and reality, to be attracted to it, to lean toward it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prevented them from doing so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want them to understand. He does not want them to hear. And He does not want them to see, to perceive. Why? Because they are arrogant. Their hearts are already hard, and they have proven themselves that they will not believe. Allah says, even when they come to you arguing with you, those who disbelieve say, this is not but legends of the former peoples. And they prevent others from Him, and are themselves remote from Him, and they do not destroy except themselves, but they perceive it not. Subhanallah, when people listen to the Quran and say, oh, we've heard this before, this is nothing new, it bores us. Subhanallah. Na'auzubillah. Allah says, these people are actually destroying themselves, but they do not perceive it. If you could but see when they are made to stand before the fire and will say, oh, would that we could be returned to life on earth and not deny the signs of our Lord and be among the believers. So on that day, on the Day of Judgment, they will regret it. Allah says, but what they concealed before has now appeared to them. What did they conceal? They knew the truth, but they hid it deliberately. And even if they were returned, they would return to that which they were forbidden. And indeed they are liars, meaning even if they are sent back to earth, they will not change. They will behave as before. And they say, there is none but our worldly life, and we will not be resurrected. They are certain of that. They do not want to hear about a day of questioning, a day when they will have to answer. If you could but see when they will be made to stand before their Lord, He will say, is this not the truth? They will say, "Yes, by our Lord." He will then say, "So taste the punishment because you used to disbelieve." Those will have lost who deny the meeting with Allah, until when the hour of resurrection comes upon them unexpectedly, they will say, "Oh, how great is our regret over what we neglected concerning it," meaning concerning the hour, while they bear their burdens, their sins, on their backs. Unquestionably, evil is that which they bear. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ. And the worldly life is not but amusement and diversion. Subhanallah. Allah says, "Do not be distracted by this world. Do not become entrenched in this world. This is not your main life and neither is this your goal." وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. But the home of the hereafter, that is the best for those who fear Allah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So will you not reason? Reason, aql, intelligence. Are you not smart? Do you not understand? Do not become distracted by this world. This world is simply a place for amusement and just to pass our time, the worldly life. In essence, the reality is that it is a test. It is a test, so do not become distracted by the test. The test itself is not your goal, and neither is it your life. We give tests so that we can reach somewhere else. We give tests so that we can achieve a certain station, a certain degree. You have to attain that degree. We have to attain that station. The Prophet ﷺ once said, "The dunya is cursed, and cursed is what is in it, except the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, or alim, meaning a knowledgeable person, one who teaches, or a student. Dhikrullahi, aw alimun, aw muta'allim." What ilm? The ilm, the knowledge, which becomes the cause of the pleasure of Allah. So the learning and teaching of such knowledge are both included under the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we are doing right now, this is the best dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are getting to know Him and we are repeating what He has said and we are trying to understand what He has said and what He wants. Allah asks us a question, "So will you not reason?" We know that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are saddened by what they say, and indeed they do not call you untruthful, but it is the verses of Allah that the wrongdoers reject, because they knew the Prophet, peace be upon him, as a moral man, as a truthful man, a trustworthy person. Allah says they actually do not want to hear the ayat of Allah. They are simply using you as an excuse. And certainly were messengers denied before you, Allah says, but they were patient over the effects of denial, and they were harmed until our victory came to them. And none can alter the words of Allah, the decrees of Allah. And there has certainly come to you some information about the previous messengers. And if their evasion is difficult for you, then if you are able to seek a tunnel into the earth or a stairway into the sky to bring them a sign, then do so. Allah says, "Try, where will you go? No one has control over the miracles of Allah except Allah Himself." Allah says, "But if Allah had willed, He would have united them upon guidance. So never be of the ignorant. Only those who hear will respond." إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ. سَمِعَا, it means to hear. But hear how? Hear as if the sheep hear the call of a shepherd. They do not understand his words. They simply can hear a sound, a muffled sound. Hear gibberish? Hear something in a foreign language and not understand it? Hear unintelligible sounds? No, it is the hearing that elucidates a response, that awakens a response in a person. And we can only respond if we understand. We must understand the Quran. We must understand Allah when He speaks to us. Allah says only those who hear will respond, meaning they hear to understand. They hear from their hearts. Allah says, but the dead, Allah will resurrect them. Then to Him they will be returned. Which dead? The dead who are walking on this earth. People who are walking and talking and working and marrying and giving birth and living, being sick, being healthy, all of those people, they are actually walking about on earth with their bodies, but their souls are dead. Allah says they are dead. Why? Because they do not hear and they do not understand the words of Allah. And they say, why has a sign not been sent down to him from his Lord? Meaning they wanted miracles on demand. Say, indeed, Allah is able to send down a sign, but most of them do not know. And there is no creature on or within the earth or bird that flies with its wings except that they are communities like you. We have not neglected in the register anything. Then unto their Lord they will be returned. What is a register? That is a preserved slate, Allahul Mahfuz, in which all things are recorded, and it is with Allah. But those who deny our verses are deaf and dumb within darknesses, multiple darknesses. Whomever Allah wills, He leaves astray, and whomever He wills, He puts him on a straight path. Say, have you considered, have you wondered, if there came to you the punishment of Allah, or there came to you the hour, is it other than Allah you would invoke, if you should be truthful? When it is really difficult, would you invoke the other deities? Would you call upon them to help? No, it is Him alone you would invoke, and He would remove that for which you invoked Him, if He willed, and you would forget what you associate with Him. In these ayat, Allah is describing the religion of the Quraysh. This was kufr and this was shirk. They knew Allah. They understood that it is Allah who has created everything. However, they considered Allah to be far beyond their reach, that they were too sinful to speak to Allah directly. So they had created these intermediaries to whom they would invoke and call upon to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf. So in their everyday life, they would make dua or sacrifice to these deities, and they would only call upon Allah when things went really wrong, when things were extremely difficult, when there was imminent danger. That is only when they would call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. So the religion of the kuffar was a religion of intermediaries. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. And we have already sent messengers to nations before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we seized them with poverty and hardship, that perhaps they might humble themselves to us. So why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send difficulties our way? Because sometimes we forget Him to the point where we need to be shaken up to remember Him. Sometimes our hearts are so hard that it needs a hammer to break it open so that our hearts will become soft and renew themselves. Allah says, then why, when our punishment came to them, did they not humble themselves? Why did they not become humble? Allah says, but their hearts became hardened, and Satan made attractive to them that which they were doing. So if difficulties come, and a person continues upon the sins and the evil that he is upon, then this is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, when difficulties come, and a person humbles himself and turns toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a relief and a mercy from Allah. So how do I know if my heart is a heart? Examine your heart at three places. When you're alone, when the Quran is being recited, and in circles of dhikr and remembrance. Because the status of the heart changes. Here the verse, the ayah says that their hearts became hard, meaning that they were not hard before. The reason for hard-heartedness is that people do not find solace with Allah. Instead, they turn somewhere else. They look toward entertainment, la'ibun wa lahav, amusement, pastime. As a result, sins seem justified to them. A sign of a hard heart is not finding solace in the Quran, in salah, in zikr. But a person finds solace in sin, in disobedience. When a person realizes that his heart is sick, it creates anguish in a person. If I do not feel sorry for others or do not feel happiness for them, that means our heart is sick. My heart is sick. Never ignore this condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked what to do if a heart gets rusted. He said, recite the Quran a lot and remember death a lot. Allah says in Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah, beware, bi dhikrillahi tatma'inul qulub, only in the dhikr, remembrance of Allah, do hearts find satisfaction. Help the orphans, help the needy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, if we are merciful to those on earth, then Allah will show mercy upon us. Be humble and soft toward those who are less in age, in status, in knowledge. Be tolerant, let things go, overlook and pardon. These are all manifestations of humility and softness. But these people, whom Allah is mentioning here, are the ones who were not moved by the calamities that they were struck with. They never felt that they were doing anything wrong, because Allah says, Satan made attractive to them that which they were doing. So when they forgot that by which they had been reminded, meaning hardships are a source of reminders, come back, return, make a U-turn. Allah says, so when they forgot that by which they had been reminded, we opened to them the doors of every good thing, until when they rejoiced in that which they were given, we seized them suddenly, and they were then in despair. Subhanallah. So after they denied Allah, they forgot that they had done something wrong and they did not take a lesson from the calamities and their hearts became even harder, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then changed their situation suddenly. Their life became easy and wonderful and full of blessings, and it continued for a long time. So if we see that we are committing a sin and life is wonderful, subhanallah, that is a warning sign. That is punishment from Allah, in fact. Because after some time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized everything very suddenly. Allah says, and they were then in despair. So the people that committed wrong were eliminated. And praise to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. They were uprooted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were removed from earth. So when Allah removes wrongdoing people from earth, Allah is to be praised. Allah is to be praised at all times. Say, have you considered, have you wondered, if Allah should take away your hearing and your sight and set a seal upon your hearts, which deity other than Allah could bring them back to you? How would you get them back? If Allah was to take something away from you, a physical ability, who can give it back to you? Which deity, which so-called God would you call upon? Which surgeon, which physician, which doctor, which hakim, which scientist, which president, which prime minister, which king would bring it back to you? Allah says, Look how we diversify the verses. Then they still turn away. Say, have you considered, if the punishment of Allah should come to you unexpectedly or manifestly, will any be destroyed but the wrongdoing people? And we send not the messengers, except as bringers of good news and warners. So whoever believes and reforms, then there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. They will not face anxiety of the future, and they will not grieve for their past. But those who deny our signs, our verses, the punishment will touch them for the defiant disobedience. May Allah save us from that. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Say, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I do not tell you that I have the depositories of Allah, meaning I do not say that I have the treasures of Allah, or that I know the unseen, nor do I tell you that I am an angel. I only follow what is revealed to me. Say, is the blind equal to the seeing? Then will you not give thought? Like we said earlier, there are a lot of contrasts in this surah. The blind, the seeing, the living, the dead, the light and the darkness. What are people blind to? The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not have the treasures of Allah. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not an angel. The fact that he did not know the unseen. What did he do? Who was he? He was honored to be a slave of Allah, and that he would follow what Allah had revealed. That was his honor. Why can it not be an honor for us? The kuffar would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you are really a messenger, bring to us the treasures of the whole world through the power of miracle. They would say, if you are really a messenger of Allah, tell us about every good and bad thing going to happen to us in the future, that is going to happen to us in the future beforehand, so we can arrange for it. And then they would say, explain to us, for we cannot understand how someone who is a human being like us, is from us, was born from a mother and father like us, would eat and drink and walk around in streets and the markets like we do, all of a sudden become the messenger of Allah. They wanted to see an angel because they felt that he would be more distinguished and they would have accepted him as a messenger of Allah. Allah never feels compelled, and no one can compel him to explain and give answers. Allah will never make excuses because that is not befitting to him. Allah is not questioned. He is the one who questions. So he simply tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say to them, to answer the kuffar, that I have never claimed any of these things that you demand of me. I am simply a servant of Allah, and I simply follow what he has revealed. And that is the ability to see. If someone sees that, they have perceived the truth. Allah says, and warn by it, meaning the Quran, those who fear that they will be gathered before their Lord. For them, besides him, will be no protector and no intercessor, that they may become righteous. So what is the purpose of the Quran? The Quran guides people who really fear Allah. وَأَنْزِرْ بِهِ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ. They fear, this is khawf, that they are going to be resurrected and to be made to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Rabb, their nurturer, so that they will adopt taqwa. The Quran is the way, the pathway to become righteous. Taqwa, caution. The Quran teaches us how to safeguard ourselves. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. So that they will be able to safeguard themselves. If I fear falling into sin, then I want to know how to avoid it. If I fear that I will not be granted Jannah, then I need to learn how to earn it. If I fear that I will not be made to drink from the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment, then I need to learn how to get into that line. the line of people waiting to drink from his hose, from his hands. If I am afraid that I will not be granted the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I need to know how to earn it, how to deserve it. If I am afraid that I will never be able to see Allah, or that He will not look at me, or that He will not speak to me, then I need to learn how to make myself worthy of His pleasure. How will I learn any of it? Only and only through the Quran. So the Quran is only for those who fear that they will be gathered before their Lord. It does not guide everyone. May Allah make the Quran an argument in our favor and not against us on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. And may He benefit us from His word. Ameen. Allah says, "And do not send away those who call upon their Lord morning and afternoon, seeking His countenance. Not upon you is anything of their account, and not upon them is anything of your account. So were you to send them away, you would then be of the wrongdoers." Who are these people who mention Allah morning and evening all the time and simply want to earn His pleasure? These ayat are a reference to the poor Muslims who were sincere believers and students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The influential leaders of the Quraysh had disdained to sit with them. They felt they were far above sitting with the poor. And they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "If you remove them, then we will follow you. If you remove them, then perhaps we will come and sit in your gatherings." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Do not send them away, because what is most important to Allah is that they love Allah and they are constantly seeking His pleasure at all times of the day." Allah says, "Not upon you is anything of their account, and not upon them is anything of your account. So were you to send them away, you would then be of the wrongdoers." Allah is addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then He says, "And thus we have tried some of them through others, that they," meaning the disbelievers, "might say, 'Is it these whom Allah has favored among us? Is not Allah most knowing of those who are grateful?'" So they have a question, the kuffar have a question. "Are these lowly people? Are these the ones whom Allah has favored amongst us?" Allah answers it with another question. "Is not Allah most knowing of those who are grateful? بِعَلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ Those who truly appreciate the word of Allah, those who truly appreciate the Quran, those who truly appreciate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and are not arrogant in front of the ayat of Allah, those are the ones who are grateful. So Allah honored them with the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when those come to you who believe in our verses, say, 'Peace be upon you. Salamun alaykum. Your Lord has decreed upon Himself mercy, that any of you who does wrong out of ignorance and then repents after that and corrects himself, indeed He is forgiving and merciful.'" So what are the conditions of receiving forgiveness and mercy of Allah? The first one is that a person does a sin, performs a sin, out of ignorance, jahala. Jahala can mean that a person simply didn't know that an action was a sin, or a person was pressurized and their iman weakened, or they were overcome by their own nafs, their own desires, and shaitan. But then Allah says, this person repents after that, and also corrects himself, reforms himself. Allah says, indeed, He is forgiving and merciful, meaning a person has to try. We have to feel ashamed of our sins. And we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. We also have to really strive to reform ourselves, make ourselves better. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Inshallah ta'ala. And thus do we detail the verses, and thus the way of the criminals will become evident. Say, indeed, I have been forbidden to worship those you invoke besides Allah. Say, I will not follow your desires, for I would then have gone astray, and I would not be of the rightly guided. Do not follow the desires of others, the Quran teaches us. In the next ayah, Allah says, say, indeed, I am on clear evidence from my Lord, and you have denied it. I do not have that for which you are impatient. Because the disbelievers would challenge Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling him to bring on Allah's punishment if he was speaking the truth. So Allah told him to say, say, indeed, I am on clear evidence from my Lord, meaning be confident and say it clearly. And say to them, and you have denied it. I do not have that for which you are impatient. The decision is only for Allah. He relates the truth and He is the best of deciders. Say, if I had that for which you are impatient, the matter would have been decided between you and me. But Allah is most knowing of the wrongdoers. The matter would have been decided. Between who? Between Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the kuffar. So he was told to say, do not be impatient. If what you demand comes, then that will be the last day. And the matter would be decided between me and you. And with him, Allah says, are the keys of the unseen. None knows them except him, and he knows what is on the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls but that he knows it. Not a leaf. Not even a leaf falls but that he knows it. And no grain is there within the darknesses of the earth, and no moist or dry thing but that it is written in a clear record. No moist or dry thing, not a leaf. Allahu Akbar. And it is He who takes your souls by night. What does that mean? When we sleep, a part of our soul is taken away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He takes your souls by night and knows what you have committed by day. Then He revives you therein, meaning He revives you during the day, that a specified term, your life term, may be fulfilled. Then to Him will be your return. Then He will inform you about what you used to do. And He is the subjugator over His servants. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ Allah repeats this ayah. He controls every single servant and every single servant's life. Allah says He is the subjugator over His servants, and He sends over you guardian angels until when death comes to one of you. Our messengers, the angels of death, take him, and they do not fail in their duties. Then they, the servants, are returned to Allah, their Lord, their true Lord. Unquestionably, His is the judgment, and He is the swiftest of accountants. May Allah take an easy reckoning of us. Ameen. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Ameen ya rabbal alameen.